continue over Russia's troop buildup. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The Kremlin is signaling it's ready to keep talking with the West about security grievances that led to the current Ukraine crisis, offering hope that Russia might not invade within days as the U.S. and Europe fear.
Updated intelligence indicates more than 130,000 Russian troops continue to stage on the border of Ukraine and could invade at any moment. Over the weekend, Ukraine conducted military drills to prepare for a variety of scenarios that could unfold. Efforts for diplomacy continue. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky this afternoon. During Scholz's visit, protesters in the Ukrainian capital called on the German leader to punish the Russians, not the Ukrainians.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv, Ukraine. Earlier today, Russia's top diplomat advised President Vladimir Putin to continue those talks. The U.S. announced it's closing its embassy in Ukraine, moving remaining staffers to a city near the Polish border. Early voting is underway in Texas with new rules in place for casting ballots.
Texas is among several states with Republican-led legislatures that sought to enact heightened voting procedures for these midterm elections. While Governor Greg Abbott says new rules will make it harder to cheat while voting, state Democrats say hundreds of mail-in ballot applications that have already been rejected show them that voter disenfranchisement is already beginning. Seats up for grabs in Texas include governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, and several state commissioners.
Fox's Gernal Scott. A federal judge today agreed to once again delay the sentencing of a former Florida tax collector whose arrest led to a probe of Congressman Matt Gaetz so that he can continue cooperating with federal prosecutors. Former Seminole County tax collector Joel Greenberg had been scheduled for sentencing next month. The judge said postponing the sentencing is in the interest of justice. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden today marking 4 years since the shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida.
President Biden's is a movement started after the Stoneman Douglas High School shooting left 17 people dead is making sure the voices of victims, survivors, and responsible gun owners are louder than the voices of gun manufacturers. The statement marks 4 years since that shooting. The president has promised to crack down on gun violence. In executive action has tightened regulations on so-called ghost guns and pistol stabilizing braces. But that is far less than new legislation demanded by many Democratic lawmakers, like expanding background checks and firearm limits. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A jury with three black members was sworn in today for the federal hate crimes trial of the white man previously convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery, whose killing prosecutors will argue was motivated by racism. Americans are expected to be spending big today.
If spending predictions are correct, Cupid is going to be working overtime today. Americans are expected to shell out almost $24 billion for their Valentines, according to the National Retail Federation, up from almost $22 billion last year. More than half of the almost 8,000 people surveyed by the Federation folks said they plan to drop an average of $175 each on gifts. Love. It breaks down like this, the most being spent on jewelry, then an evening out. They'll drop more than $2 billion on candy and $1 billion on greeting cards. And don't forget the love, which is priceless. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The San Francisco 49ers reporting that the team has been hit by a ransomware attack, and the intruders are claiming they got their hands on some of the team's financial data. The cyber gang dubbed Blackbyte didn't make its ransom demands public or say how much data it had stolen or encrypted. The 49ers say they are aware of the incident, have told law enforcement about it, and have hired cybersecurity firms to assist. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.